Got an email this morning from Carroll County Public Health. We're talking with Sarah Schulte, a public health nurse, about an upcoming mass vaccination clinic. Good morning, and let us know the details of when this is going to happen.
Good morning, Chantel. Thanks for having me. We will be getting our Pfizer vaccine in on Monday or Tuesday, and we're going to hold the mass vaccination clinic from 12 o'clock to 8 p.m. on April 1st, which is next Thursday, in the Old Edge 2 store, which is on the west side of the mall.
It's at the Westgate Mall, April 1st. People are not supposed to just show up and expect to get a vaccination, though. What's the process they need to go through?
Correct. So everyone who does come to the clinic does need to have an appointment, and there are a few different ways that you can get scheduled. The first way is you can go to the St. Anthony Hospital website, and there is a tab that says COVID-19 vaccination information. If you click on the Learn More button, it'll take you to a page where the link will be. It's a JOT form that we've had all along for the Moderna vaccine. That's one way to sign up. Another way to sign up is you can go to the Carroll County Public Health Facebook page, and there will be a link there also to sign up. Or you can call your primary care provider clinic, because they will have the link also to get you scheduled.
And this isn't live yet. It's going to go live tomorrow, so I'll have you give the details on that, as well as who is eligible to sign up. Not just anyone can put their name on this list either.
Not yet. I do know on April 5th is when the governor said that everyone will be eligible, but since this is on April 1st, we're still working through our tiers. So who's eligible currently is people in Phase 1A, which is all healthcare workers, long-term care facilities, things like that, and also all of Phase 1B. That's going to be people in Tier 1, which is first responders, teachers, daycare workers, also anyone in the essential workers in food, agricultural, manufacturing sectors, people who live or work in a place where they cannot social distance. It's also for individuals with disabilities living in home settings and their direct care staff, individuals who are government officials, including their staff, that go to the Capitol for a lot of their business, any inspectors responsible for health, life, and safety, correctional facility, and individuals who are also incarcerated. This also does include people aged 16 years old and older who have any health conditions.
And that link is going to go active when, for people to be able to go online and set up the appointments?
Yep, this link will go live tomorrow morning, Friday, March 26th, around 9 o'clock.
How long do you think that it's going to take before those are taken up?
We have almost 1,200 vaccine doses, so I think it'll take a few days to get them filled up, but I would encourage everyone to go online and get scheduled at your earliest convenience.
And now your website details some of the things people will need to do before they get the vaccination, and one of them, even though they're free, is to have some form of insurance card or Medicare card.
Right. The vaccine itself is free. No one will be charged anything. The only thing that we will charge for, and this goes just the insurance, is the administration fee for the vaccine.
Do you know what that runs?
It's around $40.
Although you're doing these for specific phases as well, there are some pharmacies in our area that are going to be able to have intermittent doses as they have in the past. Hy-Vee, I know, has been scheduling some appointments as they're getting vaccines in. Who else is going to be available to do that?
All the pharmacies. They'll be able to give the same tiers that we're doing now until April 5th when we can open it up to everybody as long as vaccine's available.
And so it's going to be Hy-Vee. Walgreens has now been approved?
Yes, they have. Just our surrounding counties, though, too. Audubon has some. There's some up north in Sac and Calhoun counties. But currently in Carroll County, the pharmacies are Hy-Vee and Walgreens as of right now.
When this vaccination clinic is completed, do you think this will take us out of the tiers of 1A and 1B and move us into a more generalized population?
I think Phase 1B is a very large group. I don't think this will take us completely out of that phase. It'll get us hopefully halfway or more through there, but I don't think it'll get us completely through Phase 1B yet.
And then when it does open up on April 5th, as the governor is predicting, where will people need to go to get on a list for that?
currently we aren't keeping lists or anything like that because we don't want to miss someone as we're going through it. And basically what's happening is currently the doctor's offices, they're calling their patients, and then Carroll County Public Health, people just need to go online and get scheduled. So there really is not a list per se within Carroll County Public Health in our office.
And you don't have any idea what's going to happen after the 5th as far as what the state's going to help you with?
With allocation of the vaccine, no. We are being told by IDPH that the allocation will increase. How much, I am not sure. I would anticipate it's more than the 300 Moderna doses we're currently getting at this time.
That seemed like a snail's pace.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people out there that are anxious to get it, but if they could just hold on a little longer and wait their turn and let these at-risk people go first.
Yes, we all have to go through the process of thinking through, okay, if I get it, how sick will I get? You know, none of us actually know that. But yes, if we know someone who's more vulnerable than we are, I would hope that we would let that person get it before a healthy 20-year-old. But I just want to make sure that if anybody has any questions, please call us. Our COVID hotline number is 794-5835. You can always call your doctor's office. They have answers also. We're just excited to get it going.
Somebody contacted me just this morning wanting to know how they could volunteer because they heard in the story that volunteers would be needed for mass clinics to help out in a variety of different ways.
Absolutely. They can always contact public health. I do know when you ran the story earlier this week, Sarah Anderson had her information on there for volunteers. She's the EMA of the county, so she would be good to contact also. We have people traffic volunteers. We have contacted the police department to help with the traffic outside. They're going to be doing walkthroughs just to make sure everything's going well. And we're working with St. Anthony Hospital, Manning Regional Healthcare Center, and McFarland Clinic as one huge entity to help get this mass vaccination going. Masks will be required as the vaccine recipient and any worker who is working the vaccine clinic.
The first doses are going out on the 1st. Second doses are going to be scheduled, and then there's a period of time where it takes the vaccine to populate within the body to increase the protection.
Correct. When people get signed up, they will actually sign up for their first and second dose. So the first dose is April 1st. The second dose is April 22nd. It does take 2 weeks to get that full antibody buildup. So just because we have a vaccine today does not mean tomorrow we get to go running around and going in large crowds without our masks and not doing the mitigation we've been doing the last year.
Okay, and then we're going to make it clear that this is the mask clinic is going to be Pfizer.
Yes.
Well, you're not getting any Johnson & Johnson this round, do you know?
No, we are not.
Okay, but you're still getting your 300 Moderna allocation?
Yes.
Okay, so those ones are still going to be set up by the providers on appointment?
Correct. The 300 Moderna that we're getting for next week will be going out to clinics, and then we'll be going to long-term care and assisted living facilities.